It is Hank FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because he is the good news. A Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. And honestly, the segment of the show where the real fireworks begin. Yeah, fewer duds. Hello, Hank Facebook Livers. See what you can hear on the radio by heading to our Hank Facebook page right now. Or later on in the day when it pops up in your timeline. We get more comments after this thing. In grown-up news, tonight's lead story. First of all, Trump says Israel has agreed to conditions for a 60-day Gaza ceasefire. That's good. And while Trump was touring Alligator Island yesterday, I was sent so many memes yesterday we talked about that, Donald. Well, while he was doing that, the Senate did pass the big, beautiful bill.
How big is it?
Well, big divide, 50-50 on the Senate floor vote. So that means Vice President J.D. Vance was the tiebreaker. And it will now go to the House for final approval to get to Trump's desk and before his 4th of July deadline. So the 24-hour war of words, though, have rekindled between the Donald and the Elon.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, so Elon's firing about it. It's all about the big, beautiful bill and stuff. And he is saying he's going to promise to donate to lawmakers who Trump doesn't like. And then yesterday, while he was around Alligator Alcatraz, Trump said, well, maybe we're going to turn Doge towards Elon and see what happens there, that we would, quote, save a lot of money by doing so, and that even he could deport him back to South Africa. But Elon called the bill beautiful, but utterly insane, which it does take one to know one. He would know right there, yeah.
So it's happened to almost every performer in the history of showbiz, and now it was Post Malone's turn to fall straight off of the stage. But at least it was for a good reason. He went to toast a fan with a red Solo cup during the song Pour Me a Drink, and oops, went straight into the crowd.
Whoa.
The person who was front and center apologized online. She called him Austin and said it was such an amazing show. Meanwhile, other performers are also on the mend, namely Tim McGraw, who posted a photo from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yeah.
He said he was hanging with his baby. That would be Faith Hill. His daughter, Audrey McGraw, on tour with Brandi Carlile right now. And he showed off a cane because, you know, he's recovering from that back surgery.
Yeah.
And he's had to cancel a number of shows. But at least he didn't fall off the stage.
There you go.
So
I don't know why I switched to that camera. I'm confused today. So yesterday, this is now making the rounds, as Keith Urban was doing a, and it was a video like Zoom interview with an Australian radio station. And he was being questioned about his wife, Nicole Kidman's rather steamy, intimate movie scenes with Zac Efron. And suddenly the line dropped.
What does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV and radio? Oh, why has that happened?
Oh, no.
What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I think his team hung up on us because they didn't want us to ask that question.
Really?
Yeah, that's 100%
what
happened.
Were we told not to ask that?
No.
That's
he's
what's
gone.
Happened.
He's
oh my
gone.
God. Oh,
but he was like smiling.
See,
I know,
Keith.
But he doesn't like the personal stuff.
The camp of Keith Urban has at least a source close to Keith, whatever that means. Did tell People Magazine, though, Keith didn't hang up, period. He doesn't host his Zoom interviews. It must have been some technical malfunction of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a, quote, complete nothing burger.
Okay.
Which is a fun way to say, if that's what, If that's the official statement, then I'm firing my PR person using the word nothing burger. But, yeah, Keith pretty much has never dodged. I mean, he's fantastic in interviews. I remember he was at the CMA right after he'd gotten out of rehab and stuff like that. He was wide open talking about everything. So
I'd
be surprised on that, too.
Well, not only that, but, you know, when you're on the other side of these interviews, a lot of times they do give you a full list of things.
Oh, we don't.
To talk about and not to talk about.
Yeah. We don't. So. Well, we just tell those people we can't read. Mm-hmm. And we just proceed as normal. But
I can promise you Keith is not hosting his own Zoom.
If he did hang up, though, mm-hmm. maybe the guy shouldn't have said beautiful like 16 times before he got to the actual question there.
Oh, why has that happened?
I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Wonderful. Goodbye, yeah. So Seinfeld fans may want to check the airfare to New York next month as the Yankees are offering up the chance of a lifetime to get a George Costanza bobblehead. It's all inspired by the episode where George discovers that he can take a nap under George Steinbrenner's desk on the job as the assistant to the traveling secretary. The first 18,000 folks inside Yankee Stadium will get one of the toys, which had previously sold for up to $250. By the way, there's also a game that night. And as my job as the sports journalist on Sports Journalist Day, they will be playing the Red Sox from the Boston.
Yep.
It's going to be a big game.
You really did have a Yankee story. How about that? It is your Diddy trial update, of course. On Monday, the jury started deliberations, and after having issues with juror number 25, evidently that has been quelled.
Oh, dear.
And a partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but deliberations will continue. So they haven't decided on all but one of the charges. The racketeering conspiracy charge, which I had to look up racketeering. So there are five total counts, four of them, they have a decision. We don't know that, obviously, yet, but the judge said, cool, all right, y'all go back, y'all talk it over until you get all five. I won't accept anything less. So Diddy also is planning that big party, and he actually may leave the country if he is acquitted from all these charges, just to get out of the U.S., and he may even buy a private island. So we'd all win.
Yeah,
I guess.
So you ever wonder...
all the time.
How will I catch a buzz and stay caffeinated at the same time? Well, apparently this is a big issue. Because Buffalo Wild Wings now has a Mountain Dew and beer beverage. A hybrid, if you will. It's called the Mountain Dew Rattler with a D, not a T. People going crazy over the beverage, making their own at home. And it was inspired by a Bavarian drink made with beer and lemonade.
Yeah, we saw how well this went, that kind of drink with Four Loko back in the day. So speaking of good decisions, the third and final season of Squid Game, which debuted last Friday on Netflix, has broken Netflix records in the first 3 days. 60 plus million people have tuned into it. So that still puts it behind the original Squid Game overall in the quote-unquote highest ratings, as they are. But congratulations to that. And also on Netflix, NASA announced that they will be streaming future space launches on Netflix. And that will be the exclusive home of all NASA stuff, which means no longer is that technically free to see.
What?
Yeah.
But it's ours.
It's going to be weird. You finish Squid Game, and it's like, what would you like to watch next? Hope it goes well. May have seen televangelist Jimmy Swaggart, who certainly was mired in controversy over the years, passing away at the age of 90. And on that note, the Dalai Lama yesterday confirmed that he will, in fact, have a successor after his passing. Notable candidates are the Dalai Goat, Dolly Parton, and Hello Dolly.
Wow! So,